That's Fox's Steve Harrigan. America is listening to Fox News.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 500th household to purchase a household annual pass to Jasmine Hill Gardens wins a dinner for four by City Grill Restaurant. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina site, also the site of the RV park we're fixing to open up, the Montgomery Marina RV Resort. We'll have room for you to get down here and bring your camper, bring your boat with you, or rent you a boat and enjoy the river, enjoy downtown, have a big time with us. We're cooking up fresh seafood from the fryer, from the steamer, and the grill. If you haven't been down here, man, we're chucking you some fresh oysters, getting oysters up from the northeast mostly right now, some good cold water oysters. Got some of those fine blue points, and we're do you some oysters Rockefeller, steam you some snow crabs or Argentina shrimp, shrimp from down in the deep water in the Gulf, those royal reds. So I know we can hook you up some grill, some amberjack, snapper, grouper. I know you're getting hungry now. Let's talk about big times on the river Sunday afternoon. Nick Moss Band is going to be here. One of our favorites, Nick Moss, another award winner with his killer band backing him up. I'll be down here Sunday at 5 o'clock. Y'all get down here soon. Come on hungry because we're looking for you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Don't look for any significant change in our weather pattern, really, for the next few days. I think the rain chances will start to get a little bit better in the early part of the week, but not great. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the low 70s. Tomorrow, another hot day, another high near 100, and the rain chances about 10% at best. I think the rain chances will get a little bit better on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you know, on the order of 20%, perhaps, with high temperatures near 100 Monday and upper 90s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail right around all the seven oceans, drop it straight into the deep blue sea.
It's Tupelo Honey. Love that song. Van Morrison. That is a great song. He's talking a lot about civil rights and stuff in that song. Classic. One of the best songs ever written, in my opinion. Welcome back to the program. This is Clear in the Air. This isn't radio review or record review. This is Clear in the Air. We have some of the best off-mic conversations. We were talking about...
I was just about to say that.
Nate was bringing up the great, great movie, The Time Machine, the original with Rod Taylor. The Eloy and the
Morlocks.
Yes, and the Morlocks. And that does seem like that's where we're headed. Where the Eloy were the timid, light-skinned, basically just kind of la-la-la-la-la, just brain-dead, essentially.
Children.
Children. Just kind of laying in the, getting in the river and bathing and playing and picking fruit and eating it. And then when the Morlocks got hungry, they'd come snatch one or two of them and eat them. Drag them underground where they lived and eat them. It sure seems like that's where we're headed, doesn't it?
Well, and... You know, in the book, in the movie, they have no education. They have no discernible skills other than farming. And
they're clueless.
Right. There is no reason to, because they know their life is not of value. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, they don't strive to be free.
Yes.
This is just the way it is.
The way it is.
And I feel like our society is kind of going towards that. Is where,
isn't it?
We just go with the flow. It is what it is. And we don't push back.
We don't
question.
And that makes me so mad, because we have so much power that we're not ever using. Well, I don't get it.
We do.
But
we do question.
Well, we do, but
most don't.
That's all we do is question it. There's strength in numbers, and we just can't get enough people to wake up to what's going on to try to stop it.
Well, I'm curious to what's happening with the Area 51 thing, because it looks like 2 million people have signed up, and I'm pretty sure only a handful actually show up.
But man, if they try to storm a secure United States military facility, somebody's going to get killed.
So as the one person of the four of us that has served in the military, do not storm
exactly
a military installation.
Yeah, nothing good can come from that.
No.
Even if there's 100... or say 1 million people that decided to come show up.
So
you're going to defend it all the way down to the last bullet, or?
Oh yeah. So let's put it in perspective.
Please.
You have a military base where they're supposedly housing advanced technology, most likely of a weapon type designation, and your plan is to storm it? Good luck with that.
Yeah. Nothing good can come from this. First off, I've heard that everything's been moved anyway, because it's all underground. It's connected with the maglev trains that connect everything, so they can move stuff quickly.
A lot of it's either in D.C. or in Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of it's in Wright Pat.
Right.
And, and the main facility, a lot of people don't know this, and you go on Google Earth, and it's all distorted. You can't see what's on the ground. It's in the Badlands of Utah. That's the facility where I believe they're billing part for these literal starships.
Space Force.
Yeah, they're getting us ready. Well, I don't mean to change subjects, but I'm going to change subjects here. Kim Gardner, a fat and sassy radical leftist funded by George Soros, has become the circuit attorney for St. Louis and the prosecutor for state-level criminal cases. Well, she's apparently wreaking havoc in St. Louis on the justice system, which has caused many attorneys to resign. She has made a list of 50 police officers whose work she flat out rejects, refusing to press charges against criminals they arrest because she claims they're all racists. She recently threw out a case in which a suspect, Malik Ross, confessed to accidentally, and I use 84 air quotes, accidentally shooting and killing a seven-year-old kid. Ross is also accused of stealing $50,000 from his employer. He worked for an armored car company, which in hindsight probably wasn't such a good hire. Area residents told Xavier's parents that the shooting in which the child was killed stemmed from a dispute over a basketball game between Ross and another boy who was wounded in the shooting. Now, folks, this is just another example of how our government, the former of, by, and for the people government of these former United States of America, has been infiltrated at least five layers deep by the enemy, who rely on equal opportunity laws and court oaths to a God they don't believe in to usurp this once greatest system of government ever devised by man. Now, look, what I'm about to say is going to infuriate many of you, but this is too important not to address. America is gone. Indictments? Don't look for any high-level ones. It ain't going to happen. Arrest and incarceration? Forget about it. Now, they may grab some lower-level personnel, New World Order peons. They'll sacrifice them in order to sate the population's demand for justice, which we don't have anymore. But no higher than mid-level will ever see the inside of a prison cell. Now, some may be arc-incited if any of the underlings try to turn on their masters, but the point is, look at biblical prophecy. America is Babylon. We're running the Babylonian system, that, and we're actually the ones running this Babylonian system are one-worlders, Luciferian psychopaths, except possibly our president. And he is in this purported swamp draining, trying to drain it all by himself. God help us, because he's all we have that could possibly help us. And perhaps this is his litmus test. We'll see. But maybe that's how God wants it. Maybe God wants things so bad where there's no choice but to either go with the bad guys or turn to God. That's the way I see it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so. But if we are Babylon, and I believe we are, we're going to be destroyed. It's coming.
Something else we talked about off mic at this last break was,
we had some of the best conversations.
This is not the end times. This is just man-made destruction, man-made.
So this isn't the Great Tribulation?
No. I mean,
we're setting it
before
up.
We get into the tribulation, there's so many signs that have to come true, and none of them have yet. You know, I think it was, 2 years ago in October when they were talking about specific planets being inside of constellations and that being the sign, and then it came and went, and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to happen again. So yeah. That may be one of the signs, but people were talking as if, oh yeah, the end times are going to happen on October such and such of 2016.
Never set a date.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but there's so much. You have to have the coming of the Antichrist as this world leader that is bringing about peace. You have to have the prophets. The prophets have to be here before we even start into the tribulation. So there's so many different things that have to happen that we've never seen.
Yeah, a lot of prophetic signs.
Right. This is just America going down the drain.
Yeah.
As we're way overdue.
Yeah.
We are the oldest democracy in the world.
Ever.
Right.
History of the world.
And it is our time to have a purge.
Well said. And a purge we shall have. Yep, the United Snakes of America. That's what we are, man. It's terrible. It's terrible. Terrible.
Well, you know, it's
terrible.
It's easy to look over all that judgment that's in the book of Revelation. You know, it's just filled with images, you know, along those lines.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that several prophets, several modern day prophets, I mean, go all the way back to 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, that seen visions. And I mean, it's a perfect rendition of what's written in the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these events is a meteor shower. And the thing that caused the meteor shower is already here. The thing is, we just got to run the gauntlet, you know, on Earth at that time. You know, when it actually happens.
Well, apparently the elite, the powers that should be, the Luciferian psychopaths running this joint, they know the timeline. They know when this is all going to happen, which is why they keep doing what they're doing and setting everything up for it, in my opinion. I guess we'll find out. We will find out. folks, you're listening to Clear in the Air. We're all over the place tonight. So 272-9228. If you're an Auburn fan, you're probably watching the ball game. I have no idea what the score is. Who knows? But anyway, it kills me that we lose half our audience football season. That's crazy. But it is what it is. People want to be entertained. But 272-9228. My name's Terry Adams. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. Man suffering a mind and body just infiltrated with the bioweapon they call Morgellons. And we will be back in three very short minutes. Y'all come back with us.
Yeah, listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman. Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Some of the stuff we couldn't have aired what we just
talked. We definitely can't talk about that. You shut your mouth, China girl.
That's what he says. Just you shush your mouse.
All of them.
All of them. That's right. All your body bodily orifices. A San Francisco Board of Supervisors have passed a resolution declaring the NRA is a domestic terrorist organization. Believe it or not, yeah. In California, of all places, can you believe? Yes, I can believe that, because they're crazy in California. And the problem is, everything starts there and it works its way across the country. So, not good, folks. They have to take our guns. They have to, because if when push comes to shove, the only thing we have to protect ourselves is our firearms. And they don't want us to be able to do that, so they're going to take them from us. And, Jason, you showed me something when we were on break. Somebody posted on Facebook.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, what was it? Epstein, everything. In the middle of the Epstein thing, suddenly we have two shootings.
Yeah.
I
should be able to. Yeah. Hey, guys, don't. It says, hey, guys, don't forget that the world's wealthy elite were raping children in Epstein's sex cult. And the day you were supposed to find out who participated, there were two mass shootings carried out within 24 hours.
Yep.
It would be crazy to say that there's a conspiracy involved, but you're talking about guns and not sex trafficking.
Yep.
So, you know, just a reminder.
Amen.
We have a phone call.
No,
we have Barry on line one. Hello, Barry.
Hey.
What's going on, Barry?
I've just been listening. Y'all got a lot of good information tonight.
Thank you. We try.
Hey, I was working down on the backside of Coosa County today and on the lake, and I mean, in the middle of nowhere, they have put up a pole with like six cameras on it.
What? In the water?
No, not in the water. This is, and it's about a mile from the water, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It's on like a county road.
Huh, is there anything on that county road? I mean, does it go to a dam or go to anything? Or?
It goes to a couple of marinas.
I wonder why they did that.
That's what got me wondering. I mean, that was, you know, I pulled up there and I said, well, you know, I said, I've never noticed this before.
Yeah. I know they put a bunch of them up on Ware's Ferry. They put new lights up in front of the academy and there's like four cameras on each light. Crazy. Yeah, I think they want to know. They want to be able to track everybody when the time comes.
So what kind of road is it on?
County Road 2.
That's weird.
That's right where it cuts off to go to Real Island Marina, and then straight, you go down to where the Parker Creek Marina or the landing. I don't know if y'all know where the landing is.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That's weird.
That's where her winches has got that little, I don't know what you call it, a restaurant, but a little place to eat down there.
Well, if you loiter around there long enough, I bet you you'll find out what it's for. They'll come and scoop you up.
You know, not all the cameras are the same color or the same. You know, some of them, four of them are like white and a couple of black ones, so I'm not sure what that's all about.
Well, if you Google cameras on County Road 2 at Lake Martin, you will be amazed at what you will get. Apparently, there's a ton of cameras on County Road 2 at Lake Martin. I'm not kidding. Tons of them. You know, one thing that Jeff Balake does here when he does traffic is he's tied into all the cameras pretty much everywhere. He's got the IP addresses. And it's unreal. It's unreal. There's cameras everywhere, man.
Well, that was just weird to me because, you know, it's off in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Definitely.
I could see if it was a high traffic area or something like that. But
yeah. Why are they studying that area?
I don't know.
I wonder what's there.
Makes you wonder, don't it?
Yeah, it makes me wonder, definitely. Of course, I wonder about all kind of stuff like that. I can't help it. Yeah, live traffic, weather cam. Oh, wow.
I know you got one car coming through there about every hour.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like it's a big thoroughfare, is it? That's crazy. Okay. Lake Martin.
I just thought that was a little weird.
Oh, that's very weird. Very weird. I don't understand that.
I'll have to Google that thing because I didn't. You know, that's a lot of them on just one post, so I don't know if it got more down toward Parker Creek or whatever.
Yeah. But there's really nothing. I mean, I don't mean this in a bad way, but there's not a whole lot there. Nothing of any, you know, consequence.
Not at all.
That's weird. And that's not like you're going to a dam or anything like that.
Maybe they're having poaching problems or something.
Man, maybe a lot of people hit deer on that road or something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I haven't seen a lot of that, but I go down there a good bit. But, of course, there are a lot of deer down there.
Oh, God, deer are everywhere. And they're moving around, too.
Oh, yeah, they are moving. I've seen about three on 280 that they've been hit.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, I know going to Mom's at Lake Jordan, you got to be real careful when the sun starts to go down because they're jump out in front of you in a New York minute, if not quicker. Flash of a minute.
I-65 South at sundown. My goodness. From Prattville? It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, coming across those fields.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've killed more deer on my car than I have with a gun.
Yeah, me too. I've actually had them come out and hit me. I didn't hit them. They hit the side of my truck. I've had that happen. So. They're just trying to get away from the hunters, getting somewhere to bed down and be safe, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a deer hunter. Never have been.
Nope, beef tastes better.
It is pretty good meat, though.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad used to cook some stew using that stuff, and I've got to tell you, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My grandma used to cook some rabbit hash. Man, that stuff was just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Huh. Yeah, you were talking about earlier about that boy that went blind eating french fries and stuff like that, you know. But when we grew up, we would hardly ever eat a hamburger or a french fry from a where you bought it, you know.
No, maybe a Friday night at a ball game or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Or going, you know, riding around in your hot rod, stop at the Dairy Queen and get some fries. But other than that, no, we had real food.
Are they sure it wasn't something else that caused them to go blind?
Who knows? Man, I did. Who knows? You don't know. I don't know.
But my grandmother lived with us, and, you know, she cooked cornbread and peas and potatoes and, you know, something like that every day.
Right, right. Absolutely. That's the way it used to be. I wish things could go back, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, well, I'll sit back and listen, man. Y'all.
Thanks, Barry. Good to hear your voice. Hey, we're going to Barber's. I got your. I saw that on Facebook.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, so we're going.
All right. Sounds good.
Good, man. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Love that Barry. He loves two-strokes just like I do. Two-stroke sickle motors.
Oh, okay.
Ring, ding, 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 ding. Love the smell of castor in the morning, all that good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. Nothing like it. It's a shame that we can't go back to that. Things were so much simpler then. You know, the motorcycle industry is one of the first ones that started getting affected with this global warming BS when they did away with two strokes and started going four strokes. With two strokes, much simpler, more powerful, but it puts out a lot of emissions. Of course, there's ways around that, direct injection. Now we have transfer port injected engines that the Europeans have perfected, but the Japanese have still avoided it. They're still sticking with their four strokes. I don't know what's going on with Japan. They've got some kind of measure of control over Japan and what Japan does. The powers that shouldn't be, I'm talking about. I'm not really sure what that is, but they've got something on them somehow. But anyway. It is what it is. All right, folks, we got to hit another break. This is a five-minuter, and then we'll start the last half hour of this hour. We have an additional hour coming. Yes, we're doing 4 hours tonight, so please stay tuned. And my name's Terry Adams. I'm Egomaniac with the Inferiority Complex. You're listening to a program called Clearing the Air. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing the four of us to play in your radio world for 4 hours every Saturday night. It's much appreciated. Thank you, listeners, for listening, and especially those who interact with me on Facebook, Clearing Their Official Facebook page. Thank you so much. 272-9228. Give us a call. Love to hear from you, and there's no topic off the table. We're glad to talk about anything you want to talk about.
I try, and I try, and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program. I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Orchard Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina site, also the site of the RV park we're fixing to open up, the Montgomery Marina RV Resort. We'll have room for you to get down here and bring your camper, bring your boat with you, or rent you a boat and enjoy the river, enjoy downtown, have a big time with us. We're cooking up fresh seafood from the fryer, from the steamer, and the grill. If you haven't been down here, man, we're chucking you some fresh oysters, getting oysters up from the northeast mostly right now, some good cold water oysters. Got some of those fine blue points, and we're do you some oysters Rockefeller, steam you some snow crabs or Argentina shrimp from down in the deep water in the Gulf, those royal reds. So I know we can hook you up some grill, some amberjack, snapper, grouper. I know you're getting hungry now. Let's talk about big times on the river Sunday afternoon. Nick Moss Band's going to be here. One of our favorites, Nick Moss, another award winner with his killer band backing him up. I'll be down here Sunday at 5 o'clock. Y'all get down here soon. Come on hungry because we're looking for you.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Don't look for any significant change in our weather pattern, really, for the next few days. I think the rain chances will start to get a little bit better in the early part of the week, but not great. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the low 70s. Tomorrow, another hot day, another high near 100, and the rain chances about 10% at best. I think the rain chances will get a little bit better on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you know, on the order of 20%, perhaps, with high temperatures near 100 Monday and up. Upper 90s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Riding on the city. Illinois Central, Monday morning rail.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. In the studio, we have Nathaniel Hicks, the famous Nathaniel Hicks. Long time no see, my friend.
Yeah, it has been too long.
It has. Need to come over.
Life happens. You know how it is.
Oh, believe me. I do know how it is, unfortunately. Yeah, I do. And, of course, Postman, and we have Jason. Do y'all remember the Deagle.com website?
Yeah.
A few years ago, the fiasco about population. You know, a few years ago, the website Deagle, Deagle.com, which is kind of like an online Jane's. It's tied to all the countries all over the world. They list all pertinent information, GNP, population, breakdown of all the military hardware, how many ships, planes, soldiers, you know, if they filled the Navy, everything, all that information, very information-heavy site. A few years ago, they listed projection population numbers for all the world's countries in the year 2025. The big surprises were North Korea had zero. America had 87% less people than we had when they posted this, which is amazing. What is that all about? Was it a misprint? They claimed it was, and somebody got on the Wayback Machine and went back, and no, it wasn't. If it was a misprint, it had been there the whole time. Nobody had paid any attention. It had been there the whole time. So what are they posting? Are they posting what the elites know, and that would be that with all the glyphosate, GMOs, frequencies, yada, 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 are we going to all start dying off?
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been to more funerals in the past 2 years than I have in the previous 56 years of my life, 57 years of my life. There are more people I know dying, and maybe that comes with age. I don't know. I know some of it does, but people are getting sick everywhere. I mean, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but it's kind of what it is. It is what it is.
Well, we got a couple callers that want to join in and chime in on the thread. Caller, you're on there.
Yeah, just enjoying the show tonight, and I wanted to check for y'all and see what the latest chatter on QAnon. Do y'all think they're ever coming back, or did Deep State stop them?
You talking about Q coming back?
Yeah, you know how in August the last post was going to be a hot August.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Epstein thing happened, and they shut down the 4chan site.
That's right, that's right.
And I didn't know if y'all have heard anything. You know, it's kind of discouraging to see the Deep State do that.
It is. I haven't heard anything whether it's going to come back or not. The thing about Q is I want to dismiss it, but I can't, because the information that Q has put out is so detailed that that whoever's doing this is a insider, an insider's insider. And they know, they know stuff.
And it's always foreshadowing of what's
to come. It is, and they nail it every time. Yeah. It's amazing.
And the last time I heard from them was back in August, the beginning of August?
Yes.
And then the Epstein thing happened?
Yeah, well, you know, they said it's going to be a really, August is usually a unusually hot month, something like that.
Yeah.
And there was chatter about, you know, release of classified information and this and that. Next thing you know, the big thing hit like a week later or 4 days later, where Epstein was suicided in the in jail, and that's the last we've heard of it,
Yes. I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I don't know if Q's coming back. I don't know.
Well, and sometimes the most effective way to do it is just, to put the information out there and then sit back and let it happen.
True.
Right.
He's put a ton of stuff out there, whoever Q is, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't
know. And the other thing is, do y'all think Trump has something up his sleeve for the election as far as with Twitter, social media? Because he's fighting against the fake news and and all that. Mm-hmm. Do y'all think there's something he could do up his sleeve for the for this next year to make kind of even the playing field?
There's stuff he could do. I think he could do some executive orders to do something to stop this, because we've had whistleblowers come out from Google that tell us that they do run the algorithms which go against conservatives, they go against Trump. We know that they're doing it. So I don't see why he can't just stop it.
Well, and then look at what just happened. CNN gave 40-minute blocks to every candidate for 7 hours to sit there and talk about whatever they wanted. So that he's got to do something, because that's just
not fair.
No, it's not at all.
Right. Well, thank goodness for 93.1 and all the great shows, including y'all's. And I just appreciate your time, and I'll let y'all get to the next caller.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Right, bye.
See you.
All right, we got Warren. I believe he said it's Warren. You there?
Hello.
Hey.
This is Warren. Warren Trammell.
Hey, Warren.
Ron. All right. You were talking about the Epstein thing, and one of the things I ask about sometimes, is all these little Christmas tree light, satellites up in the sky every night. And the night that Epstein was disappeared, whatever happened to him, I went outside to check the satellites that night, and guess what? There were no satellites in the sky that night.
Hmm, that's weird.
Maybe they went down for a night, like the cameras in the cell.
Yeah, they had them. Who knows? Maybe they just went down for no apparent reason. You know, that happens all the time.
They had them tasked in a different area.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
So he could make it his escape. Because I don't believe he's dead.
I don't either. I think he's in.
There's no way he didn't have a dead man switch.
Well, the body that they have pictures of.
That's not him.
That's not him at all.
You can tell by the ears. So. That's true. So I don't know, Mr. Warren. That's a good question.
Okay. I just want to comment on it since it, I don't guess anybody has heard. So far, I have still not found anybody that knows what these little satellites are.
Well, first off, I don't think they're satellites because I've been tracking them and I've seen one move. I've seen it move across the sky slow, do a 90-degree turn, and go, whoop, gone.
Yep.
Those are crafts. You know,
they have to be.
One of these nights, I guess I don't know exactly where you live, but I think last Tuesday, two before last, I was in your neck of the woods. And as a matter of fact, I went to Alex City and I went the back way. I went through Rockford to get through it. So, I had to be in your neck of the woods. But the thing is,
Rockford, yeah. Rockford is where I live. I live 3 miles south of Rockford.
Oh, so I probably where is on 22.
Well, 22 goes through the middle of Rockford, and
right.
And it crosses 22 goes east and west, and it crosses 231 and goes north and south.
Well, you don't have to say where you live, but I'd like to actually witness that one night and actually see what you're looking at.
Me too. It's been a long time since I've seen the stars.
Yeah.
Or at least clearly.
Earlier in the morning, it's 3
you
or 4 o'clock.
You have to be real dark, you know, at night, you know, to see them.
I got way too much city light going on where I live.
Yeah, you got to step out from the city a little bit. In my house, on the east side of Montgomery, 3 or 4 in the morning when it's a clear morning, clear sky, I can see them. Easy.
Uh-huh.
You go down to Pentlala, where I used to live, you can see tons.
Everything.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And Well, they are really fast. I mean, last year, I saw 3 of them in a straight line come from the, let's see, southwest. They came in real slow. I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. And all 3 of them in a straight line came in real, real close. And all of a sudden, they stopped for about, I don't know, 10 or 15 seconds or so.
I hope that was a truck.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm 20 feet from 231.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
The 3 of them were in a row, and they came in slow. What did they do? Did they stop or they take off?
They stopped for about maybe 15, 20 seconds or so. And all of a sudden, from a dead standstill, they just shot.
Yep.
I mean, just fast, fast, fast. One of them went south, one of them went west, and one of them went north, and they traveled real fast for about, I don't know, 5 seconds or so.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, all 3 of them, I mean, from a just streaking across the sky, came to an immediate dead halt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no slowing down, just a dead halt.
Yep.
And they all 3 got in the position they were supposed to be in,
mm-hmm.
and they all stopped dead still and stayed there for about 30 minutes. I stayed outside for about another 30 minutes, watched them, and they got into place and stayed there for another 30 minutes, and I guess they stayed there the rest of the night.
Yep.
But, man, those things, I mean, they just streak across the sky.
They do. They're fast.
Wow, incredible.
Yes, sir. We'll delve into that.
I'm sorry?
So we will delve into that.
Yes. I would certainly need to because there's probably a lot of other stuff out there we can't see, but this is one thing that we can see, and there's so dang many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody ought to know what the heck they are.
I agree, Mr. Trimble.
You're absolutely right.
Are they actually low altitude, or like they're way up in the sky?
Well, it's funny. I'm glad you asked that question. There are a few of them that appear to be pretty low. As you can see them real bright.
Sometimes when it's overcast, that's all you can see are those things.
That's right.
Because they got to be lower. They're not up there where the stars are. They're low Earth orbit.
Oh, yeah. But you can tell that some of them are way, way higher than the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can barely see them. And they're so far out. And the others are real, real close, and you can see them real, real good.
Right.
And some of them, a few of them, have a bright, bright red light on them. And, but they all have blue and green lights, and a few of them have red lights on them.
Speaking of red lights, we got to hit a break.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, guys. I just found out you were back on the air Saturday night.
Wow, well, thank you.
Oh, wow. Appreciate I was wondering it. Where you've
been. Okay, thanks, guys.
Take
love
care.
You guys.
Love you, too. Take care. All right, guys, got to hit a break. And believe me, if you Google what are these things in the sky and you go to any astronomy-based site, they're going to tell you, oh, well, you're seeing an airplane or you're seeing Venus or Jupiter. No, you're not. They're not going to tell you the truth. But we will. That's what we do. That's why we're here. 272-9228. Clearing the air. We'll be back in three very, very short minutes. So come back with us, will you? Please? Kind of, sort of, maybe?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Mamas and the Papas. She was, Michelle was beautiful.
Yeah.
When she was younger, she really was.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the program.
I don't know. I'm a Mama Cass man myself.
You love Cass? Mm. Yeah. She didn't die. Well, she did die eating a ham sandwich. She had a heart attack.
Just like Elvis died of...
On the toilet. And which is worse, you know, eating a ham sandwich or dying on the toilet?
I'll
take a ham sandwich all day long.
You know, we were talking earlier about the lights in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
One thing living on a lake that I have learned, I live on Lake Lanier out in the Atlanta area, and as you're crossing the lake, when it's dark out, when there's not a lot of moonlight,
mm-hmm.
it is hard to determine the direction of lights from the other boats.
Proximity,
distance, velocity. They don't look like they're moving at all. They look like they're stationary. But then when they get closer or they take a tack that is completely 90 degrees to what you are, mm-hmm. they look like they're zooming across the sky.
Wow.
So, and I'm not discounting anything anybody says that calls into this radio show or that is on the show.
Yes, you are. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
But... we don't know the general position of these lights that we see in the sky. So if they're rotating away from us,
mm-hmm.
It may appear that they're remaining stationary when, in fact, they're moving away from us
True.
At a vector where it appears that they're stationary. So
wow.
just you know, for all intents and purposes, putting that out devil's advocate style.
Well, you managed to work proximity and vector all into one little... That was good. I'm impressed.
Well, you know, when you're talking about air flight, you have to use those words.
That's your thing, isn't it?
I don't know about that. But we have the illustrious Crawdad on line one.
Man. Please put him on.
All right, hold on.
Crawdad?
Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. It's good to hear your voice.
I was listening to your last caller.
Yes, sir.
And what he saw is NORAD would call that a fast walker.
A fast walker.
Yeah. There's even a novel out there, Jacques Vallée, who worked with a lot of things in astrophysics.
Yeah, I'm familiar with
Vallée. He's written a book about that. It's a nonfiction based on actual events and things, but Vallée worked with Hynek at some point. He was also very instrumental in ARPANET at one point. You know, ARPANET's what became the internet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But he also...
he's a very well-respected writer.
Project Bluebeam.
Bluebeam.
Yep.
And that's just because what the gentleman was referring to, NORAD catches these things all the time.
That's what they do.
They can go crossing... this country at 20,000 miles per hour
mm-hmm.
and then stop on a dime and make a hard 45 degree turn and take off, elevate, drop down.
Mm-hmm.
They do things that are just not possible for a human pilot to do.
Right.
And the weird thing is when you see one yourself
mm-hmm.
and you see one thing and then it'll split into three and head off in different directions.
Changes your perspective on things, doesn't it?
That's what I saw one night, yep, myself.
Yeah, once you experience it yourself, you can't, no one will be able to convince you that you didn't see what you saw, as it should be.
Tell me I'm crazy, I don't care.
Exactly, same here, same here.
And the other thing I like is that, you know, if you try to take a picture or a video of a sunset, the moon, whatever it is, it never comes out the way you experience
right.
it. And so these videos that we see on the internet and on news reports, it will never pay homage to what the person saw
That's
in life
right.
and the realness of it.
Now, I want to say this because this brings something to mind. Digital cameras
mm-hmm.
don't go with regular Kodak black and white.
Yeah, got to be black and white. I agree.
Use a regular Kodak film. Use an old single-lens reflex camera.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with those because you get too many artifacts with electronic cameras, cell phone cameras, even a speck inside of a lens on a single-lens reflex can give you an artifact that's mm-hmm. not really there.
Gotcha.
But that's your best bet. If you wanna get pictures, just go with regular old Kodak black and white, preferably 500 speed film.
Fast.
Go with that.
Gotcha.
And you can the good thing about black and white, you can develop that at home yourself. It's very easy.
Yep. Yeah, I have found that color, everything is so camouflaged. The color, everything blends. You can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go black and white. Or I love, I can't remember the name.
Sepia.
Sepia, yeah. I love
that,
sepia.
Yeah, you can tweak that. You can even kind of tweak that depending on the immersion and how long you're developing your film bath and that. But you can do things. But I think that the black and white is more accurate for capturing what's out there.
I agree 100%.
Anyway, I just wanted to toss that in. So
thank you.
I enjoy your show always, and thank you for doing what you do.
Yes, sir. Don't be a stranger. Call more.
They'll take care.
Crawdad, most people don't realize that those are the U.S. militaries. They're Navy and Air Force, mostly.
Experimental aircraft?
No, they're not experimental.
Oh, really?
No. No,
I think that what you're looking at is things that we have been, I forgot the term, but were you...
Backwards engineering?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we're playing with stuff.
Yep. I agree. I agree 100%.
Nothing goes streaking across, slams on the brakes, turns an angle, and splits into three pieces.
Nothing piloted by a human can't do it.
Yeah, these
that was not swamp gas. It was not Canadian geese.
Yep.
And
yep, the sun sure as heck
wasn't
off,
weather.
Yeah. Or Venus reflected off of a lake.
Yeah.
Speaking of swamp gas.
But, you know, these craft that we've got now, I mean, they actually spun off of that German craft called the actual Honeyboo, the one that they use in Antarctica to shoot down that fleet of Corsairs. And and as time went on, as they took over, as the Nazis took over the military or the government here in the United States, you know, they just brought them into the program. And from there... Those craft morphed into what we've got now. These are some really, really advanced weapons. I mean, people need to understand. They're going to show them to us soon, you know, because too many people are seeing them. And I've actually seen one with my own eyes. That is an incredible piece of machinery.
And with that, we got to hit a break. Thank you, Crawdad.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, my friend. All right, guys, we have got to go to break.
You know, we had a caller earlier that was talking about QAnon.
Yes.
We have a caller online, too, that we'll have to get to after the break, of course.
Yes.
But their name is Q.
Really? What are the chances?
So ask and ye shall receive.
We'll see.
Excellent. Hang in there, Q.
Please don't hang up, Q. We'll be back in 5 very short minutes, I promise. Just don't give up. Got to have a little